How much of the Buddha, how much of the Dharma, how much of the Sangha? I think that most of the people who listen to my Dharma talks will know by now that a few days ago on January 5th, 2015, Reverend Alexis, one of the senior monks living in our, training in our monastery and a very dear and close friend of all of us and of all our entire Sangha, died in an automobile accident. We still don't know a lot of the details of the incident, but we do know that another car crossed over into his lane of traffic from the oncoming lane and hit him head on. We know that the other person was not killed, was injured, I believe, in minor ways. And of course, I and all of us here are very concerned for that person. I ask that we all offer merit for Reverend Alexis's family and for this woman about his age who hit him. I certainly hope that she's all right, and I hope that at some point I'll be able to communicate with her what I know Reverend Alexis would say to her, which is that the last thing he would ever wish is that she or anyone else would blame themselves for anything. I know how hard it is not to blame oneself when is involved in something like this. So I'd say that my greatest concern is actually for that individual's welfare. I am not concerned for Reverend Alexis's welfare because all the indications are that everything is just fine there. In fact, I and the other members of our community here have all felt like a kind of mantle of blessing and protection and compassion has been draped over us during this difficult time. And I have thought to myself a number of times in the last few days that I need Alexis' help more than he needs mine. All the indications are that at the time of death, he just slid right into the arms of the Eternal, which is, of course, what we most long for all of us at that time. So there is a real mixture of joy and sadness in our community. I know he was deeply loved by so many of you, by our entire Sangha. A man who, in my recollection, I knew him over 30 years, never spoke ill of any human being. So I thank you all for the support that so many of you have extended. We will be doing his cremation on Monday morning. I was able to sit with his body for a short while the other day. And apart from my initial kind of jangle of grief, once I settled down, it was all very peaceful. Reverend Olaf and Reverend Clement will be doing the ceremony at the cremation. We'll then be bringing his remains back to the temple for the funeral ceremony on Wednesday. The first part of that ceremony is private for the monks. We will then be doing a memorial ceremony on Saturday with members of the family. We are tentatively scheduling a more public memorial for February 15th, a Sunday. Right. Thank you all very much.